It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue with the program, I'm joined on the line right now by Leanna Pepin, who is with MSU Extension and is the Marquette County 4-H educator. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
We've been talking with you guys at Extension here for the last couple of weeks about some proposed funding cuts on the county level for funding, and you're kind of helping to get the word out about what kind of impact those cuts could have. I wanted to ask with just kind of a basic question that I know has a lot of potential answer here, but what are some of the services and programs that MSU Extension in particular provides in Marquette County?
Well, we have multiple staff, and they cover various programs based on their expertise, including health and nutrition and physical activity, social-emotional wellness, falls prevention. We have a Sea Grant educator who deals with all kinds of Lake Superior issues and Lake Michigan issues. We also have an educator that works on land use planning and zoning and community economic development. We have agricultural programs for adults and youth, natural resources programs, veteran outreach programs, master gardener, and 4-H programs as well.
Now, these are all potentially going to be affected by the proposed funding cut that the county is talking about. I understand that you are doing stuff to get not only the word out about these programs, but you're asking people to kind of get involved and let their feelings be known to the county board. Tell me about that.
Basically, what we're trying to do is get individuals who've benefited from our program to contact the county board, whether it be through email or a phone call, or even attending the upcoming board meeting on the 15th of December to express concerns for the cuts to our programming.
You are the Marquette County 4-H educator, and obviously this would be a direct impact to programming that you work with through 4-H for Marquette County. Can you tell me a little bit about 4-H, what it does for the county and the programs that you provide?
Well, we have 4-H clubs, 13 of them currently, that are year-round clubs. And those clubs are run by volunteers and team leaders. And my job is to recruit new volunteers when we need them, to help them start new clubs. I also train our volunteers. I screen them. I support them in any way that they need for their club to be strong and to be able to function as well as possible. Right now, I'm supporting them, trying to teach them ways to utilize virtual programming or to think creatively about how to keep their young people engaged in learning despite not being able to meet in person. I also recruit young people to be part of these programs. I also work with schools and other youth-serving organizations to provide programming outside of school or in school to just enhance the learning process through experiential learning.
We're talking with Leanna Pepin, who is with MSU Extension. She's the Marquette County 4-H educator. Your offices are currently closed, but you are using virtual programming and virtual opportunities to continue those services you're doing now, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're providing as many opportunities online as possible, and going virtual has actually allowed us to have a broader reach in the sense that my coworkers that are offering programs in other counties can still reach youth in our county as well, and the same goes for me. I can reach youth all over the state just like my coworkers do.
Leanna, let's talk a little bit here now. Of course, going back to the fundamental point of our conversation is, Leanna, you want to make sure that people understand that there are potentially these funding cuts coming from the county that could impact a wide array of programs that MSU Extension, including 4-H that are there, are provided. What, again, are you looking for people to do to try to get the word to the county board to keep these cuts from happening?
We're just hoping that individuals will contact the county board and maybe share their experience with the programs that they've participated in and the benefits that they know that MSU Extension and 4-H provide to our community, and ask them to bring the funding back up to the base assessment amount or to full funding. We're just trying to get back to that base amount, which is $11,000 more than what they're currently providing.
That's Leanna Pepin with Michigan State University Extension. She is the Marquette County 4-H educator. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.